For the past 2 years, Scarlett and I have been going into a detailed study of the early chapters of the book of Genesis. So many of the problems in our own country today surface because of a rejection of what the Holy Spirit records in the opening chapters of Genesis, especially 1 and 2. Much of this has been a review for Scarlett. And it became evident that her parents have done an excellent job of teaching her from Scripture. Scarlett has a love for Scripture, and she will continue to study it for the rest of her life. So that hasn't changed. What has changed is that now, after studying the Passover and Exodus, and seeing how that type was fulfilled in Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper, Scarlett is ready to receive communion for the first time today. And this is a big thing. I have really enjoyed studying Scripture one-on-one with Scarlett. We have moved through Scripture slowly, pondering every word which the Holy Spirit has given us. We have encountered many difficult questions and have learned how the Holy Spirit writes so differently than man writes. The Bible is God's book given to His elect children, and we are to study it daily, praying for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is characteristic of children of God that they have a love for the Word of God and meditate upon it every day. It was my pleasure to work with Matt and Aaron to achieve this with Scarlett. According to the bulletin, I'm supposed to give Scarlett a blessing a couple of inches down the page. But I'm going to move that up a few inches and do it now. And hopefully there will be a blessing for all of us. My message to Scarlett really isn't my message at all. It's the message of God, and I'm just the one that's giving it. But we're looking at Genesis 28, verse 15, especially the opening words. Read this way. And behold, I am with thee. And this is the Lord God talking to Jacob. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee till I have done that which I have spoken of to thee. So these words were spoken by the Lord God to Jacob under very, very difficult circumstances. And as always, the context is so very important. Jacob did not have the same kind of family life that Scarlett has. Your parents love you, Davis and Teddy, equally. But Jacob was loved more by his mother, and his brother Esau was his father's favorite. Esau was a man of the field, and Jacob was a homebody. It turned out that Esau hated Jacob and planned to kill him. Jacob's mother, Rebekah, learned about this plot and told her son to flee as soon as possible up to her brother's place in Haran, until Esau cooled off. The plan was for Jacob to stay only a short time, but the way it worked out, he stayed 20 years and never saw his mother again. There's an application to this. You know, God loves every single one of his children equally. He loves Scarlett as much as he loves Mary or Peter or anyone else. We're all equally loved by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And a Christian family should do likewise. So Jacob immediately fled for his wife. More than likely, this was the first time he'd ever left home. He greatly missed his mother. He was all alone. And then Genesis 28, verse 11 tells us this. He lighted upon a certain place. And that's interesting. Whenever the Holy Spirit talks in this way, a certain person, a certain place, it's always very important. Example, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. So who was the certain man that went from Jerusalem to Jericho? From the holy city to the city of the curse? Well, first of all, it was Adam. And that happened in the Garden of Eden. But you and I were involved also. So the certain man is every single one of us, every one of God's elect. So here he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows. Well, that sounds comfortable, doesn't it? And he lay down in that place to sleep. So to summarize Jacob's life at this point, we could say that Jacob had hit rock bottom and was starting to dig. There's an application here for every single child of God. In the course of our life, we come to times when it seems that God is so far away, and that perhaps he just doesn't care. We have the same experience that Jacob had. But then, in the darkness of night, it happened. Genesis 28, 12 and following. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land which went out on the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Well, Jacob wasn't married yet, and he didn't have any children. But the promise is that he was, and they're going to receive the land. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. That pretty much covers the whole world, doesn't it? And in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And they're going to be blessed through the coming of the promised Savior. And it's in Jacob's bloodline, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the whole world is blessed by him. And behold, I am with thee. Now, this is the verse that we're looking at for Scarlet. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee till I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So the point is that Jacob wasn't nearly as alone as he thought he was. Once the Spirit opened his eyes and gave him eyes that could see, he was tremendously comforted. So we look a little bit at the detail here. Behold a ladder. Well, this is a common thing, and the Holy Spirit a lot of times uses common things to teach us spiritual lessons. Probably all of us have a ladder in our home, maybe more than one. But nobody ever had a ladder like this one. This ladder, you know, if you want to do a word study in the Bible on the word ladder, it's not going to take you very long. This is a one-time occurrence. This is the only time in the Bible, and I'm talking about the King James Version, this is the only time in the Bible that the word ladder is used. And sometimes it's not even in the modern translations. So this ladder is unique. There's no other ladder in creation like it. So what was it that made it so special? Well, Two things. It was set up on the earth, that's the first thing. And the top of it reached to heaven, that's the second thing. This is what Nimrod the rebel tried to do when he built the Tower of Babel, but he never finished it. So this ladder is a type of Jesus Christ. The fact that it was on the ground shows his humanity. He was born of the Virgin Mary, a real live baby, a human being. He's our brother. We're members of the family. And it reached up into heaven. God was his father. So the Lord Jesus can relate to us on the earth and also his heavenly father in heaven. It's the ladder that reaches all the way. It covers everything. And one of the poets put it this way, in him, Jesus, the tribes of Adam boast more blessings than their father lost. So if you would take a sheet of paper, white sheet of paper, and hold it lengthwise and draw a line right down the middle of it. So you've got a big white space on top and a white space on the bottom, and the black line is in the middle. And you put Adam on the black line in the middle. And when Adam rebelled against God, he fell down to the line at the bottom of the page. He was spiritually dead. And that's what we were too. Now, when Jesus Christ came, he restored more than Adam lost. He didn't just raise us back to the middle line again. That would not have been any good for us, really. Adam was never a child of God. He was God's creature, a creation of God. But he was not a child of God. That comes only through Jesus Christ. And so Jesus raised us up not to the middle line, but way up to the top. We're members of the family of God. That's great. That's greater than Adam ever was. And so behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. The point is there's a lot closer distance between earth and heaven than we normally think of. And Scarlet has guardian angels that were given to her when she was born, or maybe even before that. And these angels, the guardian angels, are still with you. And coming down and doing what God tells them to do, they're going back and reporting it. Down and up, down and up, down and up. And now the Lord God steps into the picture. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and east and north and south. And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And now for Scarlet. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So this is a blessing that God has for Scarlet this morning. And you look at what an important thing it is to know that the Lord God is so close to us. Jacob was afraid of so many things. He was afraid that his brother was going to kill him. Why was he afraid? Because he thought he was all alone, and he didn't know that God was with him and guiding him every single day of his life. He was afraid of journeying to a far land, and he had to go through land that was filled with wild animals. He was worried about that. And the reason he was worried is because he didn't know God was with him. And everything, he was worried through his whole life. If only he had known that God was with him, guiding him, protecting him every day. But he didn't know that. Why didn't his parents teach him that? The problem was, as Jacob gives us in verse 16, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." So he didn't know it, and that caused him a lot of anxiety. For Scarlett, you do know it. Just don't ever forget it.